One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And look, I tried this weekend. I tried to find the Vanderpump crew and I just had too much fun.
Didn't see.
So here's what's really funny. So we did VIP this year because I'm too old.
I just had to.
I needed a little shade. I needed shorter lines. I needed quicker access to a bar, quicker access to food, an easier access point to the Yuma tent, just shorter lines for the bathroom. Okay. I just needed it. A shorter entrance.
Do they have nicer bathrooms for VIP?
So they have porta potties, but then they also have like the trailer ones, like all around there too, which at GA, they also have some of those too. Like VIP is, it's fine. Like it's good. Like you have like a separate area that you can watch the main stage from. And there's like two VIP areas. So you can also watch like another stage from there. So
it's just like less crowded.
Yeah, exactly. And so and it's an easier entrance to get to the shuttle system. Anyways, doesn't matter. So we're like sitting there and I'm like, day one though, I see this guy in like a salmon colored suit and like a big, like kind of blonde faux hawk. And I'm like, I swear he's connected to the Vanderpump crew. But I was like,
I felt it.
And I like was like, I should investigate this more, but I'm not gonna.
But I'm gonna keep partying.
Right. But then I saw pictures after, and he was with Ariana. It's this guy, Brad. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do. He posted like a ton of stories this weekend.
Yeah, and I think I sent you a photo too. But I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, I was in the vicinity.
You were in the proximity.
Yeah. Like we're close by, you know, I went there thinking that I was going to see like a Sandoval, but I'm really actually glad because like, looks like Ariana has she had a festival bay.
She definitely did. He is a personal trainer. Very cute.
Luscious locks.
But I also love that they were like holding hands. They were making out at the airport.
Matching after. Nikes.
I feel like they were having just fun. And yes. There's nothing better than a 24-hour boyfriend. You know what I mean?
24-hour. This concert festival, this is a 72-hour.
But that's like so fun.
That makes it a fun time.
Makes the concert better.
Festivals are like the best thing you could have.
Yeah. You're like, hey, are we going to make out? Are we going to ignore each other today? Are we going to hold hands today?
The drama.
Make out with someone else?
Write me a novel. Is it a mystery? Is it thriller? Is it a romance? Is it comedy? It's like you just don't know when you wake up. But anyway,
that's the best part about being single.
Are you? I don't think you are, right?
Say that again.
I said, are you? That's single? The best part about being single.
I'm not single. I know. I'm sorry. Literally, my internet went out at that moment. I swear to God.
A likely story. Okay. Thank you for clarifying. Thank you.
Are you single?
So going on with the podcast, we are. So Coachella was very fun, but you guys, I'm very sad because I really was going there partially for Frank Ocean. I like love Frank Ocean. I don't love him anymore. It was a horrible set. He's already dropped out of Weekend 2. Blink 182 is replacing him. Blink 182 was a surprise set on Friday. They were so fun. They probably had the biggest crowd there out of any of the sets over the weekend. It was such a fun time.
I know Frank Ocean didn't do well and like got horrible backlash, but what was so bad and how does he just drop out?
He's kind of known for kind of canceling last minute. And apparently he had like this whole set. There's going to be an ice rink. He had skaters. He had like figure skaters he had hired, or hockey players, like people who could skate. There's this whole thing. And then apparently he quote unquote like twisted his ankle. So last minute, all this stuff got canceled. He came on an hour late, and Coachella has a curfew every night. So like Friday and Saturday, it's 1 a.m. On Sundays, it's midnight. And so he came on at like 11:05.
So he played for 55 minutes. He was a closer.
He went over. He got cut at like 12:25. A lot of my group ended up leaving because it just was when he sang and it was like a song he was singing. It was gorgeous. Like, it's Frank Ocean. But then he had like a DJ play for 15 minutes. He had some random guy sing to be like his inner child. He was like playing songs and just dancing around. It just wasn't.
I'm sorry. I don't know who Frank Ocean is.
What?
Tell me something he sings.
You won't know it.
Let me like.
Like he has a song called like Lost. There's Nike.
Is it on the radio?
I don't listen to the radio. I don't think Jeff Lewis plays it, Mary.
Okay, honestly, I don't know what the radio hits are, to be honest. So
he hasn't released music since like 2016.
The newest music I've listened to is the Taylor Swift album.
Okay.
So it's not saying much. Me and Smokey Robinson get ready for work together.
Okay. Anyways, it just was like, it was a bummer way to end the weekend, to be honest. Like half my group left at some point. 'Cause like, this is so bad. I'm like, I'm not going. It's like, Frank, you got to stay. And they came back. They're like, so how is it? I'm like, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. But overall, Coachella is just such a fun time. Like we just have like the same crew that goes every year. And it's just such a fun time to like be with everybody in the desert.
Did you see any celebs?
I did. So I saw like Nina Dobrev and Shaun White. Do you know who they are?
I know who Shaun White is. He's a snowboarder.
Yeah. And then Nina was like on like Vampire Diaries. There are a couple. I see Shaun White very often at different events.
I feel like I've seen Shaun White.
Yeah. Like I saw him just at like NBA All-Star. I was like, what is like you?
Shaun, stop me? Following me.
Wow. Okay. I really got to stop sharing my location, Shaun. Let's see. I also saw Camila Cabello, who was really drunk. Her and Shawn Mendes were like
hooking up again. I love that.
I think they were just like festival based.
Hooking up. So. Yeah. Who doesn't like hooking up with an old flame? It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. And then I saw, did you watch Too Hot to Handle or like The Perfect Match on Netflix?
No.
Francesca. I saw her walking with her partner and his son. And then I saw Corey from Big Brother. There's like a lot of random reality stars who go to VIP.
Got it.
And shoot. Now, of course, it's like all like messing with me of who we saw. But I saw like a bunch of like random people.
Did you see Justin Bieber passing out?
What?
Justin passing Bieber? Like he's like sleeping at one of the shows.
Oh.
Like hanging on the fence and Haley's like rubbing his back.
No, I missed that one. I missed that one. Shoot.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of shows that go on at the same time. You can't be at them all.
Right. Okay. And then like the whole thing was like, was Sandoval going to be there? What did he do over the weekend? And he made bracelets with
Kyle Chan. He also went to Tom Tom Friday night. He went to a music convention in Anaheim on Friday or Saturday. He's kind of all, you almost want to feel bad for him because like clearly he like has no friends anymore. Like everybody's kind of putting space between
them. He has Billie Lee.
Well, Billie Lee had to put out a statement because she was photographed with him. And then Ariana unfollowed her. And then she was like, I can be friends with both. They're my family. I'm like, you're not coming back to the show, Billie. Okay. Well,
she might, because he might have to film with her. He has to have someone to film with.
I know. And Raquel, you know, is she at rehab? Is she at Miraval? Tom was supposed to go to Miraval and he's really upset. He posted an Instagram story about how upset he is at Miraval because they posted a photo of like their bar with like, these are the best times of our lives, or like some lyric from like the theme song.
Miraval is also, it's not a rehab. It's a resort.
Yeah, it's a spa.
Right. So,
but it's not like her team release. She went to rehab, right? That's just like it. Like a source said that.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. It's just, the whole thing is still so funny. Like every week, I'm like, what happened now?
I'd be very curious if she'll go for like 30 days.
To a spa?
To rehab.
Oh. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? You know.
I guess it's only 28.
You know, I was thinking about though, and I was like, let's say, I think it's like only 21, you know? I don't actually know the program. Sorry. I think it's very interesting. I can only imagine, like, granted, what they did is what they did. Obviously, it's, like, on a larger scale, like, international news, right? But it's, like, you also are, like...
CNN.
CNN. It was on the CNN banner.
Anderson Cooper knows about it. But and Anderson it wasn't Cooper from knows Andy Cohen. Andy. It knows. Wasn't from Andy Cohen.
Anderson Cooper, 360.
Yeah.
But, it's like, you also do feel, like... Even like watching this week's episode, which is like, we'll get into that because it's very meta, but talking about like just being kind of like splashed across social media and like the things that you do, it's like you do these things and like you're in the public eye. And it's kind of, I do worry in a sense of them being human and like their mental health in a sense, you know, but that's why I have to look at them as characters because I can't get that deep there.
Paige was on a podcast this week and saying that like she did DM Raquel and was just like, hey, if you need someone to talk to, like, I don't really know what you're going through, but like, I can relate to some things on some level, like being a little bit on Bravo TV and stuff like that. So I thought that was kind.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to be friends with the people, but you do. You can probably commiserate in a sense of the like what you go through. I mean,
we got to look out for one another.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I still think.
But also don't sleep with your best friend's 12-year-old boyfriend or
12-year-old.
That sounds bad.
12-year-old boyfriend
of 12 years.
OK. It's like, wait, who? Right.
Do either.
But, you know, it's the whole thing is it's just. It's crazy.
It is.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And then it's like, I feel like every Monday there's something released. So then I just kind of like wait for Mondays. And then, you know, Wednesdays, I kind of skipped Watch What Happens Live tonight because I felt that it was Sheena. And I know she like, I felt she wasn't giving me what I wanted, some Coachella deets. Like I was waiting for like, you know, let's talk about, but I also did walk away and I'm not really a big fan of Michael Rapaport. So I skipped this week's.
I wonder if they actually filmed live tonight because Lindsay was on last night Monday. Or was she on Monday? And they were already in Ireland, you know?
Yeah. So Lindsay and Carl and then Kyle and Amanda are all in Ireland for Everett's wedding.
It's really silly.
Like, do you think they'll be friends? Like Amanda doesn't talk. I'm so curious if I just wonder, like, watching this back, because I'm still waiting for the shoe to drop. Do you want to just kind of talk about Summer House from this week?
Yes.
Like, I'm waiting for the shoe to drop because, you know, Danielle keeps saying, like, we're going to see what happens. Like, we're going to see why this relationship broke, like, why this friendship ended. And, like, how many episodes do we have left? Because, like, I'm not seeing it from – I'm on Team Lindsay.
Okay. This week, my thoughts – are I feel like Danielle's saying like you aren't asking about me and I do have opinion about your relationship and it's because I'm a little bit jealous because mine is unraveling and you haven't even asked me about it. And I think it really boils down to,
but then she does ask her about it at the housewarming and Danielle's like, I don't want to talk about that. It's like, you know, you said you wanted me to ask, so here
Lindsay
I am.
Lindsay kind of flipped it on her too. And then I did not like Carl taking her either. I didn't like that.
Oh, see. Okay. I understood the perspective and maybe I have my Lindsay blind and Carl blinders on. Like this week I really felt, I was like, okay, they had like Lindsay and Danielle make up at this part. Lindsay's like, I'm going to try harder. I'm sorry.
That was great.
And then it felt like they were in a good spot. But then we had, you know, Lindsay's birthday, Rad House housewarming, you know, the anniversary of Carl's brother's passing. I was just thinking about that when they were talking about like Lindsay's like, my birthday will always come second.
Yeah.
And I thought there I'd seen so much growth from Lindsay in this scene, just like her being there for Carl, like Sharon coming over. She literally calls Sharon mom. Like there's just been so much that bothered you.
I didn't like that. I don't like her calling her mom. I don't know why it's just a thing with me. What if Sharon asked her to? And that might be their thing. I also felt like they should have had the party the next day.
Okay. Well, it's her birthday.
And like, I felt bad that Sharon had to go to that party.
Maybe Sharon wanted to because she wanted to do a celebration of life. Like, in a sense, it's like, hey, Curtis has unfortunately passed. And now we get to celebrate Lindsay on this day and think about him and all the good things that happened in his life. You know, it's a way to have a celebration on an already like kind of weird day for them, you know? I don't know. I didn't think that. And then I thought, you know, Lindsay and Carl, like, I just felt so much this week. I really felt, you know, people have kind of been like, I don't know if I see if this is a relationship or not. I really like felt this week at that party and everything, even when they were going away, like at the house, right? And we had dinner out and Lindsay went to the dinner and Carl stayed home and he's like, you know, we spend a lot of time together. And Danielle like, well, I live with my boyfriend. I never see him. I'm like, not a positive, Danielle.
I know. It was sad.
And then I thought when he pulled her aside, I was like, I thought it was good because she also has issue with Carl because her and Carl dated, 5 years ago for a month?
No, no, in 2014.
Okay. So 9 years ago. This is 2022, let's just say. So like we've got 8 years from there for like a month they dated. And I think you're right. She is a little jealous, but I think they're saying like, you gave us your opinion. You think it's too fast. We get it. We're still moving forward. We're still going to be together. So like, thanks for your opinion. We get it. We think we're fine. So either get on board with it. Like you can.
I also feel like it's not really worth it to give your opinion about someone's relationship ever. I learned that in my 20s.
Now I can see Danielle saying like, hey, I just want to check in and I want to make sure things aren't moving too fast for you guys. And because I would hate to see, you know, she can say, Robert and I moved in after 2 months. And like, I got to be honest, like things are kind of rocky right now. And I don't know if that was the best move. So I just, in hindsight, want to say like, just make sure this is the right decision. Like I support you with whatever you do, but I'm just letting you know I have a concern. And she doesn't say it that way. She calls Lindsay crazy pants. She screams into a pillow.
I feel like Danielle's world is literally crumbling. She doesn't really have a job. Like this fashion thing's not really launching for her. She's living between two houses, either Brooklyn by herself. And then Lindsay's like, you should move back to the city. Or she like lives in a cottage with Robert that's never even there, you know, like only on Tuesdays. So she's just having a really hard time. And then she just would like probably to have that ring from Robert. So there's just a lot of jealousy going on.
And I'm sure it's totally that, but I think that I just don't think she's handling it that well.
There's something that like bothers me. I know they're all friends or like the Trace Amigos or whatever, but clearly Lindsay and
They've cut Danielle out in the friendship in the sense that because they're closer, they live together, they spend more time together, they're in a relationship, they're more intimate emotionally, physically, et cetera, right? And so Danielle's probably feeling a little lost being outside of the threesome now.
Not even that. Okay. I just don't like Carl talking to her without Lindsay for some reason.
But that's his friend too. He was friends with her before Lindsay was.
No.
And she has a problem with Carl with this
they're
too.
They're best friends. I just didn't like that.
Oh, I didn't think it was weird, to be honest. I think Danielle literally stayed home so she could hang out with Carl.
Don't talk to Michael without me.
Okay. Again, but you, Michael, and I are not in a threesome, so that won't happen. I might talk to him if we're together and you walk away. But I'm not going to pull him aside and be weird. Is that okay?
I'm not worried about it.
Okay. I just want you to know there's nothing there. Also, Michael and I never dated for a month 8 years ago. So I think we're going to be okay.
We're going to be okay. No, it's not about like, there's something I really didn't like Carl talking to her too. Because Lindsay already tried to talk to her. Don't try to go and talk to her again.
But don't you think that they have issues too? Like she's upset with Carl too?
No. Okay.
But you know what I am loving? Guys, I am loving Corey and Sam.
It's pretty cute.
They're like Sam.
They're a match.
I'm obsessed with Sam. I think she's such a great addition. She's my number one now of the newbies. It's Sam, Gabby, Chris. You know, Chris, he's awkward, but I'll take him. He's having fun. He's hanging with denim one, denim two, and pink shirt.
But the thing is, it's almost like Lindsay. I would say Lindsay and Carl move on from the house, and Sam and Corey can be in the house this summer.
Why?
Kyle and Amanda, I think, could still be in the house this summer.
I want Ireland to bring and Kyle actually, and Amanda, the foursome, back together.
Paige and Craig come.
Sure.
I think
you're right that this rotation of people, and I don't think Kyle and Amanda should be there every single weekend.
Yeah.
I think it should be a rotation and get 20 people. We have so many people from Winter House, Southern Charm, you know, VPR, whatever it is.
It will be interesting how this Winter House thing went. Like, would Malia go to the summer house? You know,
I don't want her there.
Well, you haven't even seen Winter House.
I don't like her.
It's kind of crazy. They won't even know what the audience thinks before they're even cast. They're casting right now.
For what?
Start 4th of July.
I know, but this is every year.
Yeah.
I don't.
But we didn't have Winter House before. Wait. Also, I saw this.
Two seasons of Winter House.
Yeah, but 2 years ago we didn't. okay. So this is really cute. So when Sam and Corey first started dating, I guess there was like pictures of them from, they were like maybe that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday rendezvous. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, send me the pictures from the weekend or whatever. And he had a bunch of pictures and he's like, I'm only going to send you one a day. So like he would talk to her every day and he still sends her one picture a day.
Wait,
so
that's cute. You guys. Is that what she said on Watch What Happens Live?
I heard it somewhere. I think that's she was so on cute. Like a podcast or something.
Wait, I really like them together.
I do too. I think they could work out. Where does he live now?
He makes Corey likable. He wants to move to New York. I told you last week.
But where does he live now?
I believe he's in like Charlotte or something. Where are the gyms with the paintings? Remember when Remember when Sierra was like, yeah, people wouldn't know this about Corey, but he paints and that's really cool. Like she was
I do remember. I do remember that.
I need Sierra to find a hot man. She's just so beautiful. And I really like, here's the thing. I actually loved her being with like Lindsay. Like I think Lindsay really wants to be friends with these girls. I wish they would just accept her.
I'm sorry. I just went on Corey's page and
on my page?
Corey's.
Oh, I was like, what?
And whoa, wild, wild time. What?
Any details you'd like to give us?
Tongue sticking out.
Yeah.
You just, okay. It's a reel. You got to see it.
Okay.
He's kind of like, I kind of now see.
You're into him.
He's kind of hot.
He's got a great
smile. I didn't see
it
at first. The pearls.
And all of them say how great his smile is. And maybe she brings like a softer side to him.
Kind of charismatic. I feel like I would have been friends with him in college. Do you think?
Sure.
Maybe. Yeah, I think I would have.
Okay. I'm proud of you for 15 years ago. You would have been friends with Corey.
Maya and Oliver, you can tell. It's
why are they together? Honestly,
Maya can go next season.
I think she will.
What are they going to do here?
She's not giving me anything.
Yeah.
Do you bring back Luke? Give us some Andrea. I wonder if casting is thinking that they're missing out on not having Andrea this season.
Yeah, I don't know. He is so likable.
He's so likable.
I don't think they need Luke.
Luke can show up for a weekend.
Yeah, he did.
Luke can show up for the weekend that like when like Lindsay and Carl are there because they need some like, you know, they need
some. Or bring Luke and the new girl. Don't actually mind a couple.
I would love Tayshia to come with Luke. Oh my, hold on for a couple more months, Luke and Tayshia. Hold on. Just we're in April. You just have to get to July. Come on. I would love that. Mary, great idea. What if it's just called Couples House? I actually think that Summer House should start incorporating the city. I know we've mentioned this before, but I loved seeing the housewarming party. I mean, $13,000 in that apartment.
That's just so silly.
I wanted one of those neon signs.
So they're paying more than $130,000 a year in rent.
Welcome to New York.
So wait, they're paying $156,000. I just did that mental math.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What did you think about the ring when Carl showed Kyle the ring?
I loved it. Beautiful.
I agree.
3 carats. Good for him.
I actually thought from this episode from this episode and last week's episode that Kyle's kind of hit the brakes a little bit on the really. He's kind of done what Danielle, I think, should be doing when Carl was like, you know, I'm going to propose to her. And he's like, okay, just get ready because some people aren't ready for it, that kind of thing. And even, you know, Carl showed him the ring and Kyle was like really happy about it. And then even at that dinner when Danielle started kind of like spouting off, like Kyle and Amanda's reaction was like, like, shut up, Danielle.
They're not as invested as her, though.
No, I just think Kyle has kind of been like, I can't say anything anymore. Oh, he's talking marriage. It's like my opinion is not warranted. Like, I'm like, he's just
smart.
Can they just get back together as friends? Rehire Carl for Loverboy and make mocktails.
Oh, I know when they're getting married.
November in Mexico. They've announced it. She talked about it.
Well, so is she getting married where Sheena got married?
I'm not sure where they have a venue in Mexico and for November.
I knew it was November. She DM'd me.
Oh. Very good breaking news.
I did some Q&As and she's like, I'm getting married in November. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, in Mexico. And I also think it's funny too. I'm like, Paige, you gotta stop like kind of talking crap about the fact that Lindsay and Carl want to get married on TV. It's like your best friend Amanda literally got married on TV. You're telling me that if you and Craig got engaged, you wouldn't want your wedding on TV? Come on.
Wait, when did she talk crap about that?
She's been on, like, she said it on Watch What Happens Live, like, last week. She said it on a couple of podcasts where she's like, obviously they want their wedding filmed. It's like, yeah, wouldn't you, in the sense of if you're a reality star and you're probably going to get things, like, you are literally.
Are they going to get it filmed?
I kind of feel like they will, don't you?
I'd be curious because it would be actually very fun if they filmed behind the scenes at BravoCon and then went into their wedding.
Oh my God.
Because that's why they're waiting.
What if Loverboy hosted a party, an engagement party for them at BravoCon in Vegas? At Vanderpump Paris. Well,
Bud Light does.
No, a separate party outside of BravoCon.
Oh, okay.
At Vanderpump Paris.
Courtney, we have to go.
We'll see.
No, I'm going without you then. Yes. I'm for sure going. Okay. If you want to come, I'd love you to join.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'm going. It's here this year. We're literally 90 minutes away. We have to go.
Okay. No, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying, okay, we'll see what happens.
Say, I'm all in.
Watch what happens.
No, say I'm all in.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they have, starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. Me Undies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies comfort from the outside in.
You're all in, goddammit.
Like I said, we'll see. Watch what happens. I'm not, what if we don't get tickets? Mary, I just can't predict the future. November is a while away. That's all I'm saying. You might not be able
to
go.
What if you, something?
No, I don't. No, like Robert as a chef to Danielle when she wants a piece of property. I don't like to commit to things.
Okay, well, I'm gone, so.
Okay, well, let's dive into Vanderpump because it's like waiting to talk about it. I don't love that. I want to just go right in.
Do you don't love what?
I don't love waiting to talk about Vanderpump because
All in. Allie starts us off. Everyone loves Allie, I feel like. All the girls really accept
this
her.
This is what I said to you. I was like, Allie is the new Britney.
Yeah. And she's like, oh God, I love that shorts. He's a 40-year-old man and he wears PJs out at night or day.
Any part. Shorts is just wearing PJs or he's shirtless in the bath with no cup holder.
There is something that is truly, I used to think he was so good looking. I don't see it anymore.
No.
He's
a shell of himself.
Yeah. Okay. So
power to Katie. I loved her coming in and he's like, oh, hey, Katie, like I'm going to start venting about the restaurant. She's like, that sounds awful. Bye.
I got quarters and butter. See you later.
I loved it, though. I just was like, no, you don't get to shorts. You don't get to do it. Stop telling Katie it's not a big deal. Like, the gaslighting of this is like she's saying, hey, don't make it out with anyone that we basically film with. I don't want to deal with that as a storyline. I don't want to see it. Whatever you do behind my back is what you do. But don't put this out there and embarrass me. And he does. And then he tries to tell her it didn't mean it. Why'd you do it then?
Well, he's also so embarrassing because I feel like he knows that Raquel and Tom already hooked up, and that's why he keeps high-fiving her.
Raquel?
Yes. He's like, oh, I know you've been in the other Tom. I'm going to give you a high five.
When Tom Sandoval at one point in the episode says, Raquel doesn't have a bad bone in her body, I said, she had yours, Tom. Yours in her body.
Every single part of this episode. Like,
Do you think this has been edited now? Like, I know that they said that they weren't going to, like, edit some episodes or whatever, but do you think that we're now at the point where producers are dropping hints? Because there was way too much in this episode that I was like, there's no way.
Everyone's picking up on it, though. Even Lisa Vanderpump. She's like, why are you smiling so much?
Let's just go.
So basically, Katie comes over. They're going to like try out some cheeses and make some sandwiches for the shop. Also, he's like so pissed that they got this shop. He's like, their rent is super low. I mean, like they have no other people involved. Like they haven't put $1 million into it. They don't have their parents' retirement on the line. Like they made a smart move. But also, I just am like, how long have you you've been renting this piece of property since August.
I also don't wait. Who? Katie and
Well,
first off, they've been doing Schwartz and Sandy's for over a year, and it still hadn't opened at that point. I'm like, you guys, like, I started thinking, like, are Greg and Brett just taking advantage of Sandoval? Or are they really just that dumb? And I'm like, por qué no los dos? These guys are so freaking stupid. Like, you put $1 million into a building that you don't own. You literally lease it. You've let Greg put nothing in it. You've let Brett put nothing in it. They have no skin in the game of when they need to open up.
Because I feel bad for Brett, though.
I think Brett said, I don't care about the fucking ravioli.
Right. I think he's the only one that cares about getting this running. Like, he's genuinely scared. He's like, you guys don't do shit. You went to fucking Mexico for 5 nights and you're telling me you feel rejuvenated? Well, when you were gone, the person you hired can't do the fucking job. So yeah, we are going to sell potato chips, you idiots. Like, you can't do this anymore.
Brett's the only one that works there.
I'm shocked he hasn't quit yet. You know, like, it's truly wild. Does he still work there?
When Sandoval was like, when Tom was like, I'm sorry, I know we're skipping ahead, but Tom, when Schwartz is like, you know, you had band practice and then you had to get your nails done. And Tom in an interview gets so heated and he's like, the band practice was scheduled for weeks. And I'm about walking around this city with chipped nail polish. I'm like, you're such an idiot. You're just such an idiot. And then when Brett also says like, oh, you know, the booth guy, he literally quits because there's too much to do. He couldn't get it turned around in time. The pieces didn't fit. The fabric wasn't there. And Sandoval's basically, so we should throw more money at it. He's like, no, stop it. Like, stop throwing money at things. You guys are so stupid.
He's like, no one ever opens at an A plus. If we're a B plus, we're fine.
He's like, yeah, nobody ever operates at an A plus. Like mediocre is fine. Mediocre is totally fine. Get some Lay's potato chips and
get degrees.
Yeah. Tom Sandoval is like one of those people who would probably like go to college. And then after, you know, when you put on your resume and like always after college, for some reason, somebody told us we always need to put our GPA on those resumes. Right. I never did because I was like, not going to do that. So Tom would be something like GPA. He'd be like, I went to the school of hard knocks. GPA didn't matter there. Like, I'm street smart.
It is kind of funny because they didn't have to have a full menu. Just start selling cocktails and that's all they had to do. And
it
honestly,
might have been a license thing because like it might have been like food, where you have to have food in order
but honestly,
to sell drinks.
You could have made charcuterie plates. Like it didn't have to be that big of a deal.
100%. I can remember when the pandemic started and I went to like some place to pick up. You remember you could do the to-go drinks and they literally be like, okay, you have to buy chips and salsa to go with this because we can't just sell the alcohol.
Oh, so San Francisco would sell pasta salad, they would literally give it in like a ketchup container and it was 25 cents.
Yeah, exactly. Like they'd just be like, you have to buy something and this is what we have. We're like, okay. And then you'd be like, it's not going to help me with this. But you'll take it because it just, so maybe there's something with their license there that they have to have in order to sell booze. They have to have food. But you're right. Like just put something out.
Charcuterie. Go to Trader Joe's. Make
Chef Boyardee ravioli. Okay.
Honestly, if you want to do Lay's chips, have some creme fraiche and some caviar if you want to be fancy. You know, it's not that hard.
It could be done. Yeah. It can be done.
You know what? You know what's the problem here? They don't have one female on their team.
Right. They have that woman.
She's Greg's wife?
It's like Lorraine, maybe, is her name.
And
she's literally been telling Schwartz, like, no, you cannot pick a different slab of marble or something like that. Like, she's been, no, there's a woman on the team. Do you know what I'm
saying? I think she just actually, like, did the interior design.
Well, whatever. She's a woman on the team.
They need someone.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know who they could get? Lisa Vanderpump. Because she was at too much of this episode this week.
Walking into Sir. Take the gum out of your mouth, girls.
Yeah. She's walking into Sir so she can meet
not
with
on the
Tom.
Floor.
She walks into Pump so she can meet with Garcelle and Oliver. She's RIP Rosé, but we've got to have a chat about Rosé at the Vanderpump household. It's like
that seems like a weird story to me.
Oh, it made me sad. Mary's like, there's a conspiracy, guys. I don't believe that. She's never been sick, and then she's laying on the ground. Yeah, show me the papers.
I just don't. I don't think Ken could have gotten that horse in the car.
I would like to. When she said Ken picked it up, I was like, let me see the tape. That's the one thing I don't believe. I don't believe that Ken picked that horse up by himself.
There's just like no way. Wait, we need to go back to the Sandoval gaslighting Katie because he's like, I mean, your ex-husband didn't do anything wrong. You know, it's not that big of a deal. I'm reading Sandoval call. Sorry.
Start over.
Sandoval calls No. Schwartz calls Sandoval.
While he's in his talking head interview.
Yes. And he's like, I just don't get what, like, I didn't do anything wrong. You know, she's like more upset when I've done this than when I did it to her when we were actually together. It's like, oh my gosh. And he's like, and honestly, if you like wanted to marry her next week, I'd just be happy for you and support you guys. Like, how can she cannot get behind me making out with Raquel, even though we talked about not hooking up with people in the group? I don't understand why she's so upset about
you. Did nothing wrong, Tom. I don't see what you did wrong. Okay, anyways. But then I love that Charlie and Raquel scene, because I'm like, we need more Charlie. Why Lala has a problem with Charlie, I'm still not sure. Probably because she like told Lala the truth.
Right.
But like Charlie to Raquel is just like, that was pretty rude. Like, it was Katie's anniversary weekend. Like, that's a 12-year relationship. Like, you should respect that. Like, you didn't need to do that. And she's like, well, if you think we're going to date, we're not. She's like, yeah, that's in your best interest not to.
Yeah, I think
I'm not Debbie Desperado.
I know.
But I will go out with Oliver because I need more storylines about hooking up with people that are connected to the cast, even though I'm kind of hooking up with someone connected to the cast, but we can't talk about it. By the way, did you see the hot tub scene of the never before scene from the previous episode?
Yes. Yes.
How are people not picking up on this? It's wild to me.
The throuple?
Yes. The way he was looking at Raquel, he was holding her legs in there. In that, like, he was staring straight at her, the looks he was giving him, like, he's like ravenous for Raquel.
I think Schwartz, he said it best. It was like his kryptonite, his medicine, his
heroin,
his drugs, his you heroin. Know?
Right. I don't think he said kryptonite. It was right. Full on heroin. Sorry to former drug addicts. It was like, God, Schwartz, shut up.
He was mesmerized by her.
It's just so
I mean, people get a thrill from an affair. They do. They get off on it. They do.
I feel like you're giving us a lot of intel on things that are happening that like are not happening in your life, but you're like, I know from experience, not my experience.
No, I don't. I really, I do.
Well, I know. I'm saying like these aren't your experiences, but you're like, definitely from what I've heard. Mean,
just speak from conviction, okay? Be a Dorito.
Oh, it was like the chip you meant Dorito. Okay. So then we're at Sandoval and Ariana's.
It's the cheese sampling.
Cheese sampling with espresso. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because Sandoval hates Katie so much, but then it's like also sometimes like weirdly nicer. Like the way he's like pouring her wine, where I'm like, oh, well, Katie feels like comfortable here. But Sandoval clearly hates her. But even when he was performing at the Canyon Club before, she was like, I guess I'll just like never see this band. He's like, Katie, don't cry. I'm like, I don't understand this friendship. There isn't one, but
right. I think the way that he poured that pint, that wine,
he's like a sommelier.
Yeah,
he didn't. He's like, hold on, glass. I have to pour.
He was like doing it like a real way.
He put his finger in the bottom of the bottle and held it by the stem, just kind of like your wine, m'lady. I don't want to warm it up with my fingers.
That really, I like almost wanted to rewind it. I was like, wait,
I'm glad you noticed it too.
What is doing like? He's doing it the right way, I guess. I guess it's a real waiter at your house.
Yeah, but he just wants to remind you he's a bartender.
You know.
Yeah. Like, I do this for a living, okay?
And he's like, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, they're like two decent-looking single people, you know. People can change their minds, you know. Like, you're just going to have to deal with it. And she's like, not. A whore.
Well, because Katie's like, she's a whore. And both Ariana and Tom are like, well, she's not a whore. Like, she's not paying anybody to do something. Like, check Tom's Venmo. Check the Venmo. Check Jamie, because that's what he has her saved in as his phone, Jamie.
I knew they had different names. Is it really Jamie?
Mm-hmm. That's just what I mean. Based on what I've read, I don't have access to their phone.
Jamie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A unisex name.
Mm-hmm. You never know. You never know who is it. It could be someone in the band. But I also like that Ariana was, and in the deleted scene too, she defends Katie. But I like that she like defended Katie too, of like, that's what they agreed upon. And they're like, well, I think Katie demanded it. And it's like, it doesn't matter if she requested, demanded, whatever. Schwartz agreed. Right. So if he wanted to do something, then he could have said, hey, you know, I understand where you're coming from. I'm not going to agree to that because I don't, we're divorcing and I don't want to be held to a standard. You know, I want to have friendship with you, but like, I can't have you kind of decide what I can and can't do with my life.
Well, and I love that she like outed him. She's like, well, also he has a habit of sticking his tongue where it doesn't belong. This happened about four times in our relationship that she knows.
Yeah, about. I guess it shouldn't be shocking then, Tom says. It's like, well,
I know. Like
instead of being like, yeah,
what did
sorry
you
that happened,
think Katie. Was going to happen, Katie? Have some more wine. I'll pour it for you.
Respectfully, though, I'll pour it respectfully. But then they bring up Joe. And I love when Katie's like, Joe was Kristen Doty's crazy friend. And if you're the crazy friend of Kristen, right, you're like that kind of bitch.
Right. And then you hear him say, love you. And they're being super secretive. And she just stays with him for 3 weeks.
But she also stayed there much longer than 3 weeks.
Right.
It's the whole.
And then she says, I'll always love and respect you. And I'll move in with your ex-husband.
Like, see, like the whole thing, everything's like weird. Everything's weird. But then I'm like, this is like Joe honestly, just wanted to get on the show. So... Joe wanted to get on the show.
No,
her way was through Schwartz.
I don't think she even wants to be on the show. I honestly think let's really recognize what a bad human Tom Schwartz is. He gets away with murder. This season, he's still going to get away with murder because Sandoval is taking the torch for him. But it's like, honestly, it's like we know for a fact he's made out with multiple people while married to Katie. They get a divorce and has some random girl that is friends with like friends of friends move in with him. I mean, he's not a good guy.
No, yeah. He's horrible. And then, you know, people were pointing out last week too, like not only did he like interrupt Christina and Katie's dinner, you know, to basically be like, it's not a big deal. He eats her sushi. I missed that because I was so disgusted by him. Like he just came up and ate that sushi. You know, that was a delicious roll.
Eating the sushi and then asking to shave his armpit hair.
Oh my God.
To trim for him.
Brent Joe is a hairstylist. She can do it for you.
Braid them for your fucking self, you
Rapunzel dick. Yourself out of that apartment, you bitch. Okay, so then.
May God have mercy on your soul and pray that no one ever does this to you. Mm-hmm. Says Katie.
So I'm going to go to the Lisa scene.
Wait, but that was like really like a lot of foreshadowing.
It also made me sad too when Katie was like, you know, I'm not going to betray myself anymore. And I love that. And I'm like, Katie's found her voice. And like, I feel I'm on team Katie this entire season, except when they're, and you guys, I don't know, we'll get there. So I'll hold. I'll
satchel.
Hold my.
Satchel. No. Satchel. Gave me the heebie jeebies. Oh. Oh my God. I was very creeped out by him. Like he made me so nervous.
Okay.
Him
we'll get
tickling
we'll get.
Her back. Ooh.
That he was giving her all of these things that Schwartz never did and that she just like liked it. Like I'm thinking Katie probably hasn't had like a cuddle and like a nice human touch in 12 years.
Or a hard dick.
Exactly.
She said that.
That flashback
no
of all
problem.
These things, I was like, he is the freaking worst.
And no problem getting it up.
We let him get away with murder.
Do you
check the tapes?
Okay. Did Tom have a problem getting it up because he's always drunk or, oh, cocaine?
No, I have the sniffles, Mary. I don't know what you're insinuating.
That, I don't, okay.
I don't know. He just never liked her.
Right. Okay, wait. I want to look up Katie's, if she's still friends with the guy, Satchel.
I don't think there'll be multiple Satchels that she's following.
Let's see here. Satchel. Not coming up.
No Satchel.
She follows
Mac.
2,000 people.
Wow.
It's a lot. Okay.
Wow. Good for her. So then we go to Sir. Let's talk about this scene where Lisa comes and sits down. It's just like a coincidence. It's just a coincidence because that's where Tom and Tom go when they need to get some goat cheese balls and rock shrimp.
Right.
But then I was laughing too because I'm like, oh my God, they're like emulating the Sir menu at Schwartz and Sandy's because Charlie is talking about the pappardelle and she's talking about the sweet corn ravioli, which honestly, I've had that before there. It's delish.
Okay.
Like I'm like always like, I'm like, I wish I had one more sweet corn ravioli. But I'm like, they can't even get their raviolis out.
Right.
You know? But then, yeah, Lisa sits down there and she's like, so, oh, and Raquel is like, hi, can I get a drink? Only Tom orders at that point. The whole conversation, like, did she get an order from them? I'm not sure. But Lisa's like, well, oh, sure.
Quickly changed.
Is this the first time that you guys have seen each other since Mexico? Like, yeah, it's not awkward. High five.
Tell him it's not awkward. Let's high five. What's awkward is he slept with the guy next to me. And then Raquel, now he's telling you to come in the middle between us. I feel really awkward.
Raquel, come over here. We can't hear you. And his smile with that stash. You guys, I just have to weakly apologize. I'm sorry I gaslit everyone to thinking he was hot. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
You didn't gaslight. You just were trying. To him. Now you see the truth. It's okay.
I'm sorry, though.
You also thought that Mark...
Okay, yeah, I know. If they have a pulse, I'm into it. And I'm sorry, okay? I'm going to get better taste.
But Lisa even catches on to it. She's like, why do you have that smile on your face?
Why do you like this relationship, this makeout so much? Like, what do you like from this, you know? But then when she, you know... Okay, again, I'm just going to say... Katie called you a whore. She's like, what? And then we get into these confessions where Raquel, and again, if we didn't know what we knew,
yeah,
it's like team Raquel here. Like, she's like, I just want to be liked by other people, which is like, well, what did you think Katie was going to do when you made out with her ex-husband, which she told you not to when you told her at a dinner and she started crying? What did you think was going to happen there?
I know. And then, but I also think it's funny. Sandal's like, don't, like, this is an eye roll. It's laughable. Like, don't worry that she called you a whore.
And she's like walking away. And Lisa's like, why would you say that? And Sandal's like, I think she should know what people are saying about her. I'm like, why do
then
you
I like, I feel like it like hit him to his core. Like, she's really upset with this. I need to go check on her. Like, she's my girl. She's my baby.
Mm-hmm. My Raquel-y baby.
She is such a sweet girl and she doesn't have a bad bone in her body. She just needs people in her corner to give her advice on her pageantry. Did you see that deleted scene too?
No, I missed that one. What was
it? Okay, there's another deleted scene that Sheena's talking about how people came and visited her when she got divorced and did like her Las Vegas residency.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yes. Keep
going. And then he came twice and gave her some tips. And then Raquel chimes in and it's like, he did the same for me for my pageant days. But like, good thing I'm not Miss California. Could you imagine? If she was Miss, she probably wouldn't have done this though.
Okay,
if she was
you
Miss
guys,
California.
All I can think is that Tom's like, okay, here's how I think you should walk. And he does like a full like pageant walk for Raquel. Yes. I could just see it. Like, I'm sorry. I did see that scene. I thought it was something else.
How many Miss Americas have been dethroned? Did Vanessa Williams, there was a controversy.
I want to say like, it might have been Halle Berry. Was Halle Berry dethroned?
Go to old Google. You know what? Someone was talking about how we've like really lost like our wonder in the world and how, you know, we used to have to, no, not us.
Oh, it's like, oh my
how
God.
You can just Google everything and figure this out when before.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I get my Encyclopedia Britannica or like Encarta on my CD-ROM?
So are you looking it up or what?
Miss America dethroned.
I feel like Vanessa Williams, something about a nudie thing.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you in the drag race world, Alyssa Edwards was dethroned.
Why?
Ugh, long story. And then Coco Montrese took her spot. And then they were both on season 5. And it was drama.
Okay. Wait, also, like
Vanessa
this
Williams. Yes.
Yeah. I'm a big Vanessa Williams girl. Yes. Love her. Love her.
Yep. Oh, there's an Artie nude. And that's why hers, Carrie Prejean. That sounds like familiar. I feel like
I didn't even know Halle Berry was a Miss America.
Did I make that up?
Honestly, I don't remember that. Portia Williams.
Was she Miss America or was Kenya?
It's Kenya.
Yeah. Halle Berry, Miss USA. Was Halle Berry a Miss USA?
No.
Yeah. She was first runner up in Miss World America 1986. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So many memories. I don't remember that one because I was born that year, but I do recall. I do recall. Okay, let's go back to this episode. I like this point that you make. Do you think Ariana is watching this season?
I don't think at all. Well, maybe she had to watch for the reunion.
Yeah.
That's got to be a tough watch.
Yeah. So then we go to Lala's apartment. She's got Katie, Christina, and Allie over there. She's having her birthday party at the Classic Cat. She's very excited about this. I have not. I was trying to look up where it was. It's on Sunset. I think it's a kind of across from, I thought I saw State Social House on there. So it's like kind of like Sunset and Holloway area by the Andaz, a little bit by the Andaz, so where we stayed before. But, you know, she's not inviting Raquel. She's not inviting Schwartz. She's not inviting Charlie. But Katie's bringing Satchel because, you know, she came for the D and she stayed for the conversation.
I just love that. I do love that because, you know, I know a couple girls that have, you know, they thought it was a one night stand and they end up marrying them. So
our sorority sister.
Which one? How many?
CA.
Who?
CA. I grew up with her.
Oh, I know a KG.
Oh, love it.
I mean,
it's your pledge class. It's your pledge class.
Be proud of it.
I love it. They are. I think.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. Way to go.
I came for the D and stayed for the conversation.
Okay. Then I thought it was very, very telling. So Ariana and Tom are sitting on the couch and they're talking about making embryos. And you can tell Tom is so done with it. He wants nothing to do with it. He can't even go 5 days without drinking or smoking.
Yeah, he's definitely coping with the shots. And he's just like, I just feel like this summer has been super frustrating.
Coping,
like,
with the shots of alcohol.
I know.
Not shots of, like, what we women put ourselves through when we do the egg freezing.
Right.
Shots of alcohol he's not sure he can go without.
Well, and I think this should have been pretty telling. She's like, well, I froze my eggs and it's better for, you know, you to
she
put
got
in the 26 sperm.
Eggs, by the way, which is insane.
Is it like Lindsay Hubbard status? Didn't she get 27 eggs or something?
Oh, her eggs were that of a 28-year-old.
Right.
I don't recall how many she, but I just was like, wow, Ariana, like, that's amazing.
And he's like, are we ever going to use these eggs? You know, she's like, well, I don't really want to be pregnant. But you can tell he's totally avoiding it. He's like,
I don't want to make embryos. Like, what if she doesn't want to do it? I'm on her timeline. If she wants to, I'm like, first off, your embryos could be made because, you know what? You freaking men can be old and still shoot the shot.
No, but thank God he didn't do it.
Oh, a blessing in disguise completely. But I'm saying, him saying that, like, you could tell he was just so checked out by this point.
Yeah. And he's like, you question my intelligence. You think I'm an idiot. You know,
you are, by the way. Sandoval, and you are an, like, idiot.
If I thought you were an idiot, I'd be super nice to you, you know? And she's like, he's like, you just think I'm annoying all the time. Well, I'm like, you purposely annoy me all the time. So you are fucking annoying.
Yeah, you are. And you annoy all of us too. Ugh.
I think that is important though. Like, if you nag someone multiple times, read the message.
No, what Tom wants to do, this is like a classic man thing, by the way. Men never want to be the one to break up. I don't care. You could come at me with it. That's not true. It is always true. We're to the point where they will just kind of sabotage the relationship so that you finally, as the, like, the woman in the relationship, have to be like, I'm done. Finally. I'm done. Like, we need to be done. And they're like, okay, well, you broke up with me. Bye. Classic.
Definitely in this situation, I agree.
Classic. Then we have to go to pump with LVP and Garcelle.
And they kept on being like, it's so hot. And, like, you're both wearing long sleeves, okay?
And sitting outside.
It's like an LA heat wave.
I mean, it was unbearable. It's always unbearably hot in LA in September. Literally, the weekend of Halloween is when it finally cools down because everybody wants to wear something kind of risque and it gets cold. It happens every year. Right. Every year this happens.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I went to Disneyland during Halloween weekend and I wore shorts and shorts and a t-shirt. It was hot.
Right.
September is always hot.
Right.
Just get over it. Gotta be honest. So didn't care about, I love seeing Garcelle, even though, you know, she's like, LVP, your rosé is the best.
That was annoying to me. And then, like, the Lisa Rinna thing, it's just too much. It's just too much. But
I don't care about the Oliver storyline.
They keep on trying to make it very clear. So you're separated, right? Yeah. Yep. I'm separated. We've been separated for months.
Why would he say that in front of his mom? She'd have to know that.
I believe they were on. You know what he was doing, guys? He was dipping his toes in both ponds.
He was eating his cake. He's having his cake and eating it too.
They probably are on and off all the time. Then he like is off for with 2 days and then hooks up with her on the third day, but doesn't actually get back with her. But she thinks there's hope. It's super sad because children are involved. He was also helping parent with her older kids. I think she has kids from a different marriage or different relationship. And I do feel like I like that he didn't get mad when he sat down with Raquel. Like, he's like, I hear you. You're upset. I mean, his truth was what he says is that they've been separated for 8 months. He has a different apartment, but he could see how it's confusing because he does hook up with her still. And yeah, that's really fucking confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But also, like, Cal talking to Samantha on the phone and Brock's like, oh my God, like, I don't want to be here.
The best part was, though, that
Sheena's like, call, get her. You can FaceTime her, like, get her on the phone. Now.
Is that she's clearly calling her through Instagram.
Absolutely.
And like, I'm laughing because like Raquel or Brock and Sheena are also giving their opinions on it because like, we're not hearing Samantha's voice, right? We're just hearing what Raquel is saying because she probably didn't consent to like her side, but was like, whatever Raquel says, go for it. Raquel's really interesting because at this point she's like found her voice and she has this like level of confidence because she's got the secret and like it's where it's kind of like you guys have no idea, like I am the number one girl in this group right now.
I also think Raquel is very black and white in a lot of ways, and she is also like she's very direct. Like, she's pretty literal. I mean, for instance, when Sheena tells her, you're going to have to tell Katie not to come down to the pool, she goes and does that. Sheena goes and tell her, you should call her right now. She goes and does it. Like, she just takes what people say and run with it pretty quickly and kind of does exactly what they tell her to do. So
she's like it's a sheep. Sorry, that could have been a go. I do see how that could have been a go, but it's a sheep.
Right, sure.
Kind of like what Danielle gave Carl and Lindsay for the housewarming to go hang out with Wesley Stripes.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
And then even like she is able to have like a very direct conversation with Oliver and express her emotions to him.
Raquel is someone who writes her points down in the notes app and she reads it over and over again, over and over again.
Like the pageants.
Yes, exactly. And she like memorizes it.
Remember, she's trained.
Yeah. So like she has points. She's like, I'm going to say the points. And then like, but if someone derails me, it's going to be tough. I don't have a what if.
Who told her to come to Lala's birthday party? Sheena or Tom?
Okay, here's what's wild, because before that, Allie says to James, they're getting ready for the party, and Allie says, I might have slipped up. I saw Sandoval and Raquel dancing at the Abbey at like 1 a.m., no Ariana in sight. She tells the girls this. James, poor little James, this made me actually feel so suffering. He's like, I wouldn't read into it too much. Like, that group, you know, and I'm like, James, you don't even know.
I know.
You don't even know. And I just thought it was like very interesting because then she comes to this party, right? I think it could have been Sandoval. And then when Katie says to Sandoval, like, oh, hey, Sandoval, you want to talk shit? How about you in the fact that you and Raquel are dancing the Abbey? What are you saying? You're making it up. Like, he doesn't deny it. Oh, and he has nothing to respond to it. Oh, he's like, you're crazy.
He literally just is like sipping on his beer. Like, he is scared. He is like, they know. Don't go there. Don't go there.
Yeah. So she must have, maybe she talked to Sheena, but I'm like, why would she come?
I think he says, what the fuck are you saying? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. He says something like that. You're totally right. Okay. And then.
But who do you think told Raquel to come to the party?
I think you're actually right. I think it is Sheena because she's texting with Sheena and Sheena probably said that makes sense earlier. Too,
because like, right. They were all together before she went on the date. Then she's like, well, you should come apologize because you don't need this mistress label on you. I've had it for 17 years. Thank you, Eddie Cibrian and John Mayer.
I don't think she was a mistress for John Mayer. I think it was just for right, Brandy and still, Eddie. Right.
Well, yeah. Let's just lump her in with John Mayer. Also, Teddy Mellencamp slept with Matt Damon.
I mean, this would have kept her on the show if she said it on the show.
I know. I loved it.
Ugh, come on, Teddy.
God, now we know Jen Fessler.
And James Gandolfini.
Yeah.
Tell us more of these secrets. We love it.
That's good stuff. I want to hear more about that night.
Yeah, I would like to know. And then, like, was it like a tag team? Like, did her friend hook up with Ben?
I don't think so.
I'm just saying, like, you're saying yeah, you don't think so because you don't want any of that to be true as a Ben stan.
Ben and J-Lo forever.
Okay, but they had, you know, there's been life before.
No!
Okay, I am sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, so here's what again, I know what we know about Raquel and Tom, but here's what I hate. It's like they go to Lala's birthday and they literally have nothing to talk about besides Raquel. And I'm just so sick of Lala telling her story. Like, he lied to me. I'm like, you freaking knew. It's like when Sheena says, like, I had no idea. It's like, you had Google. You could look up that Eddie was married to Brandy. I know he could be telling you something different, but come on, guys.
What's up, mistress? What's up, mistress?
And like, it's funny, but I'm also like, you're so annoying. And the side of Lala when she was outside talking to Raquel, it was like, this is like the side of Lala that I like to see, where she's like, I don't think,
but not also, at first. It was pretty right. brutal at first. Like, Raquel just goes, I apologize for calling you a mistress, you know. And then she just starts coming kind of out of her nasty. I'm like, she's literally came to say sorry, and you also don't even let her into the party after she apologizes and all the friends are there. And you know, Raquel's like, I could see how this could happen, like my whole world is being turned upside down, like I had no idea. I mean, Lala, you tried to hook up with him too, you know, like we were misled. Mm-hmm. And
well, then Lala's like, yeah, you should have asked him questions. I'm like, oh, what after what? Because yeah. Even Lisa Vanderpump told you he was separated. You think Lisa's like trying to set this up? I mean, maybe. She loves the storyline.
Right. And then I like how Lala came around. Just know, like, the women always get the brunt. You know, this should be a learning experience for you, you know. And I don't think you're a mistress. And, you know, I don't want you to get that label and don't feel that way about yourself. So I like how she came around, but it took her a while.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's so annoying to do that because it's like, Lala's one of those people that's like, you can't even get a word in edgewise and it's like not worth it because you're like, okay, go ahead and go on your rant, go on your tear. Like, this is what you do. It's so freaking annoying. Like, and like, you can't win because she's always just going to talk over you. So then when you see this side, it's like, if you could be more like that, God, you would be so much more likable to like the general community. And like, to me, I'm like, I'm kind of over her with the Sandoval stuff because she just keeps trying to like capitalize on it for me. It was funny in the beginning, but now I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But you know, now that we know too, it's kind of wild. Like next week looks wild.
Wait, so Satchel.
Oh yeah, let's go back to Satchel. Sheena called him a dog that just got groomed at Vanderpump Dogs. I don't know. I thought he was sweet. He's like 10, he's like 11 years younger than her. I think he's just kind of like, he's probably like new to the LA scene of like dating a reality. I don't know. I just thought it was cute. And I thought Katie was like really into it. Like she wasn't weirded out. I thought it was just something that Katie needed.
I'm okay with that. He weirded me out.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The back rubbing, the creepiness, the curls.
What was the creepiness? The fact that he was
rubbing the back? I got a creepy vibe. The rubbing the back. I didn't like it. The tickling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we know it doesn't last.
Right.
So
didn't she date this like real celebrity that was 25?
Lucas Gage is engaged to Chris Appleton, who's Kim Kardashian's hairstylist. So they're engaged. I believe he is bi. I mean, at one point someone was like, stop casting him in like queer roles. And he wrote back in a tweet, like, you don't know my ABCs. And they're like, well, then tell us. And he just wrote back, no.
Wait, so he hooked up with Katie?
I think they're just good friends.
Okay.
I've seen him at a Gelson's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just that's the story. But now he's engaged to Chris Appleton.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's fun. Anything else, Vanderpump? Or should we take a quick break and come back with Jersey?
Let's come back.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
And we're back. How do you feel about this Margaret Moment commercial with Dolores and the Marge and the moms?
Didn't even watch it. Didn't care. Wait, but did you see the Candy and Blaze commercial for KFC?
No.
Oh my God. So it's in Vanderpump tonight. And Candy and Blaze is basically bribing her to be nice this upcoming season and she can have KFC like chicken nuggets.
That's
and if she's
so
even nicer,
cute.
She can have it with sauce. I'm like, Blaze, he's a star. He's a star,
he's
baby.
Very sweet.
Or was it Ace? No, Blaze is the younger one. This is Ace.
Apologies. He's been doing the acting.
Yes, right? Ace is the
We've
son.
We've seen his acting Blaze auditions.
Is... Yes, I know. So it's so cute, Candy and him. Candy and Candy's, she's so pretty. Her skin is stunning. It's like, ugh, drop the skincare routine, please.
She's the longest running housewife.
I thought it was, oh, yeah, because it's not Kyle, right?
Yeah, it's her.
Okay, tell me the Margaret commercial.
Oh, I mean, I think this is the book. I feel like this is a cute book to go see with your kid that's in middle school. I feel like this is the Margaret
moment.
Oh,
it's for the...
Are you there? God, it's me, Margaret. Right?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I thought you were saying the Margaret moment as in Marge.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So if you have a middle schooler or maybe fifth to like sophomore year of high school, go with your child.
I like that you're putting parameters on it.
I think it would be cute to see with your mom.
Okay. Maybe my
mom. Mother's Day.
Go.
Yeah, it could be sweet.
Now, my mom is headed on a trip to Dublin, so she was very interested in these past episodes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
She's so going fun. To
so,
love that.
So she was like, oh, where are they going? I was like, you don't want to go to any of these places. Don't stay in the Haunted Castle. All I did was eat.
I was annoyed that the castle's so far away.
So far away.
Should have been in the proper.
I will say, the drunk night out, looked like a lot of fun to me. Like, so we come back and we're continuing Teresa's like bachelorette night where all the women are in green, but they're also like all in green because they have no culture. And so they're like, no. Ireland is for leprechauns, rainbows, pots of gold, and four leaf clover. So we should all wear green.
Right.
And yeah. Teresa wear white.
And then Teresa asked how much is 80 euros in English.
It's stupid.
I mean, also Jackie pounding the beers is, it's very interesting to me.
It kind of cracks me. She had that foam on her face for way too long. Someone get the girl a napkin.
But she won't go down on her husband.
Okay. She doesn't. That bothers you about the chugging.
Well, that, and then like, you know, we know she like has some weird eating issues, but she'll just chug a beer in 5 seconds. It's just
she did that. She did that too at the frat party that they hosted the other season too. Her and Evan.
It's her thing. It's her hidden talent.
I thought it was funny. I thought like watching all of them chug, and they thought they were such a good chuggers. So I got to tell you what chugging is. It doesn't go on your shirt.
Jen Fessler's like white, like her shirt was brown by the end of the night.
I know that Teresa was throwing water on it, like a wet t-shirt contest, like trying to help her out there. But they all just looked like they were having such a good time at that point. And I loved the fact too, it was like there wasn't that much fighting right then. They all get on the bus and like, that was the best night ever. And then they pass out.
Yeah, typical.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, I was like, this is like the kind of fun that I want to see with them because it's such like, it's so silly.
Yeah, and like interactions with people in the pub, conversations. Yeah. But like Teresa, you can tell, does not want to be there. She doesn't even feel like it. She doesn't even want to make it about herself in a lot of ways. I don't think she likes a lot of attention in some ways. Yeah. Like she's kind of.
She likes it on her home turf, like Jersey. She's like, that's my area. She's out of her comfort zone when she travels to places she doesn't know.
Yeah.
Which, you know, whatever. I mean, they kind of all are. I just see them all and I'm like, who's a world traveler here? Just Dorit and James. Children and people of the world.
Children of the world. Okay, so then Marge has to be so obnoxious wearing this endorsed sweatshirt.
With her pigtails. The pigtails are back. Remember that was her signature thing when she joined wore the show? Them
on Watch What Happens Live this week. It was cute. Oh, okay. She is having a terrible season.
Terrible season.
She just keeps on bringing up the same stupid conversation. I am on Team Danielle's side. I 100%. Actually think that Rachel is a rat. And guess what? Yeah, you do all talk shit about each other. And
also,
Marge,
stop acting like you're in the mafia. You could call me a cunt. You could call me a bitch, but don't call me a rat. It's like, shut up. You're all rats.
It just bothers me because Danielle is being nailed to the cross.
Like Jesus.
TM Vicky
Gumbelson
to the cross. And
also, she just repeated a you're conversation.
Not letting me think, you're not letting me finish my thought.
Well, you're saying the same thing over and over.
Sometimes I repeat myself. Okay. Now I lost my thought.
You should
now
be
I
nailed lost to the thought. Cross like Jesus.
Be nailed to the cross like Jesus. And they've all done the exact same thing. And Marge does have arsenal. And Danielle knows that for a fact because Jennifer Aiden told her last night, but Jennifer Aiden is not going to tell Teresa that she told her.
Here's the thing. Marge is freaking out because, again, we said this last week, Marge is the one who is starting the rumors. Yes. But at this point, she somehow now, she knows that Jen has told Danielle. She knows. So she's coming after Danielle about the previous thing because she's like, don't trust her, basically. Don't trust anything she says. But, and this is a theory that's based on nothing, Marge has told Melissa that there is a rumor going around about her making out with somebody in a car. Marge has told Melissa this, and she's saying, like, Danielle knows. And they're now a team trying to get Danielle to say it. And I feel like there's this thing, like, they're trying to set Danielle up to say
it. You think Marge wants Danielle to say it?
To say it, but she's already let Melissa know, don't trust her because there's a rumor going on and Danielle knows this quote unquote rumor, but she's making it up. But we should get Danielle to say it out loud so that we can then like call her a rat.
There does seem like a lot of strategy going on.
Bobby Fischer.
Right.
You know, and there's just too much, but I'm like Marge, get over it. Move on. Like, yeah, you do have an arsenal. You all have arsenals.
I guess it's just weird because nothing really is going on this season besides Teresa's wedding.
Right. Well, no, I don't know what you're talking about because there's definitely more stuff going on between the Gorgas and the Giudices. It's like,
but that also is just centered around the wedding.
I know. It's just like,
what are other people's storylines? I mean, actually, Jennifer Aiden's storyline interests me about her husband and basically him in a pool house.
When they were talking about on the bus, they were talking about like, is infidelity a deal breaker? And she's like, no. And the ones who had cheated, like Jen Fessler kind of was like, no. Dolores even said no. Teresa's the only one I feel like that said yes.
And she got cheated on. We know because
I love
her husband was calling someone my bitch cunt wife.
My bitch ass wife. I love the Teresa. Like sometimes I love seeing the growth in Teresa because she really said too, like, hey, you know, when my, and we've said this all along, right? When her mom passed away, that's when she was done with Joe, but her kids, mm-hmm. that's with their dad. I try to keep, you know, I thought if I see him and things are different, I'll give it another go. Like I wanted to do this for the kids. She's like, and I saw him and I just couldn't, but I want to co-parent with him. Like, this is my, like the father of my daughter. Like we get along so well. Louis likes him. He likes Louis. Like all these things. I'm like, look at that growth from our girl.
That's not surprising there because she comes from the type of family that you just stick it out no matter what.
No, even if you're miserable. But I just thought that her admitting when I went to jail, it's mm-hmm. like, you know, she's not saying camp. Like, I just thought that was so much. And then I'm like, Melissa just wants to have a fight. Melissa wants to be Teresa's victim every season. It is so annoying.
And then they blame it on Jen Fessler for asking the question. So are your kids close?
That was Rachel Fuda.
Ratty
Rachel.
Ratty Rachel gets blamed for asking if your kids are close. You don't bring up the kids.
But I'm like, it's so interesting because she's like, well, Antonia, she's like, don't you say her name.
She knew exactly what she was going to say, though. She knew that the arsenal was that she didn't show up to Melania's Sweet 16.
But remember the season when Gabriella couldn't come to one of to mm-hmm. christening or something. You know, it's like, well, this is just so hypocritical with all these things that it's like, I mean, they both are. They both are. But it's like,
but this is like so family dynamics. It's like you do remember this shit. And like these aunts and uncles, they remember this kind of stuff. And they're like, well, that cousin didn't come to this. So just remember that. Put that in your back pocket. This is just old school stuff. I just feel
like Melissa and Joe, though, are just looking for anything. Like, Teresa's trying to push us out of the wedding. It's like, okay, then go. It's like the issue. Like, Melissa's not a bridesmaid. Do you want to be a bridesmaid? No. Okay, Melissa's mom's not invited. Okay, we'll go invite Melissa's mom. No, she's not coming. Okay, you know, are your kids close? Well, no, this issue. Don't go there. Don't go there. And it's like, okay, you just want an issue. You just want, like, because now I feel, you know, now it's like, the audience is obviously like kind of turning them. I think at least the polls are always so interesting to me, but like, I think people are kind of starting to turn on Melissa and Joe. And now, you know, Joe's like, dude, it's family. It's never done. Like he's, right.
He's trying to come back for it.
Right. Cause he's like, oh shit. Like we could get kicked off the show.
And the audience is overwatching it.
It's not.
I don't know if Jersey's going to go next year because I do think they'll keep Teresa and maybe like Melissa becomes a friend of type
Danielle
of situation.
Is for sure coming back. She's a star.
I agree with that.
You know, bump Jen Fessler off. She can be there. We need a voice.
So I loved Jen Fessler this week. I'm actually obsessed with her. I thought that her story of her husband cheating was very interesting and that, you know, she basically would like meet him at Chili's and tell her boyfriend that she was doing something else. I think that's really funny. I think that's an interesting story. I think she's very witty. I like that she got super drunk this week.
Making fun of them all getting like dressed up. She's like, look, I got dressed up and now you think I look good because my boobs are out.
Right. No, she's relatable and she's mm-hmm. honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's got a good head on her shoulder. I enjoy her. She can replace Marge for me, to be honest.
What does Marge have?
Marge, I've
unless
loved
we
Marge.
Bring Laura on.
Right.
But
true.
You know what? Bring Laura on as a friend of like, give us like a Jacqueline, give us like a Deborah from like Potomac, you know, someone who like fans the flames.
Oh, my
Angie
God.
Harrington, a Kim D, you know, someone who's just so desperate for that meatball, but they're not going to get the meatball.
Right.
You know, bring them on and be like, well, if you prove yourselves this season, but then never give them the meatball.
Yeah.
You know? Someone needs to shake it up with Marge because it's too much. Like, and Jen Aiden even is like, I think she's kind of over the whole thing.
No. Okay. My dream cast for next year is Teresa, Jennifer, Danielle, Dolores, Jen Fessler.
Does Fuda get an invite back?
No.
Okay. Marge.
I'm fine with five.
Melissa, you're out with Melissa.
No,
too.
Melissa's. Yeah, she's. She what Melissa. About,
does Jackie
can, like,
come back as full time?
No.
Okay.
Melissa and Jackie, they can. Melissa, Jackie, and Marge can all be friends of.
No, I don't think the dynamic changes that way. They're all still there.
We wouldn't be following them so much.
It's going to be interesting because at some point, Agorga or Giudice has to go.
Yeah. Even it was funny on Watch What Happens Live, it was Marge and Jackie. Mm-hmm. And Jackie is obsessed with Danielle. It's so bizarre.
Danielle? And what's her story with her brother?
They still keep talking about it. And I'm convinced they know. And it's like, well, just say what it really is. If you think you guys know, if you think it's deeper than what it is, then just say what you know.
You think, because you're still on board with this, like, Melissa story and the brother.
Well, maybe not that. Maybe not that, but
okay.
They know something. That Tenafly, it's small.
We need a summer in Tenafly or something. Just figure out what's going on. Somebody tell us what's happening in Tenafly. But it's also like, who cares? Danielle, the thing is too, guys, I think you're seeing the reaction. Danielle's a star. People are loving her.
Yeah.
Are you going for the obvious where you're like, well, if I'm an adversary to Danielle, you bring me back next season because she's got to go against someone. Like, are you doubling down on that as opposed to being like, I should be cool with her because she's like the next coming of Jersey?
Well, sorry, I didn't listen to your question because I had another thought.
Okay, go ahead.
I think I kind of miss all the boys in Ireland. Like, I wish they were there too.
No.
To me, that's what makes this show fun. I like watching them.
There's too much of them.
Oh, I disagree. They make it fun for me. I'd love to see them in Ireland with Paul. They could have done a bachelorette
party. Does Frank get invited or no?
And meet up. Yep.
Okay, he does. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I was just thinking about the men.
Mm.
I miss my boys.
Mm, I see. I mean, you know, I don't care about this season.
They just kept on having the same fight, and that was annoying.
I think we've just reached the pinnacle in the sense of, like, this is now like the 13th season that it's been like Gorga versus Giudice, and then it kind of just spawns off of these same things. Like, okay, now we're having the same thing. Like, Margaret and Jennifer are still going at it. Teresa and Melissa are still going at it. It's like they're just, it's nothing's being resolved, and it's just annoying. Like,
Danielle and Rachel are having the same fight. They're going to have the same fight next week too. Here's, and then that involves Marge in the fight too.
I would like a crossover because Jersey Shore Family Vacation sucks. Okay. Sorry. I said it. I've stopped watching it. It's not good. Now maybe people have watched it. It's gotten better. Bring Snooki
watching
on.
Too.
Bring Snooki on. Put her on the cast.
Oh, I'm curious what's going to happen because Sammy Sweetheart's filming.
Yes. That
will be interesting. I'll watch
on?
It. Yeah.
He's still on. Oh, Ronnie needs to go. Talk about rehab.
I think he goes in and out
for the best.
Yeah. But okay. So then we're like at this, like, just on the last thing, a Bugawulf. Do you know what a Bugawulf is? Had you ever heard that word before?
No, and I don't care.
It's a very ugly person, very nasty. Olivia actually made it up and they put it in Urban Dictionary.
Is this real?
I just made that up.
Oh, no. But a lot of people, I feel like, comment on your post saying, like, this is just, like, something, like, so old school has been, like, brought back up. Jen probably, like, went on to, like, Urban Dictionary and typed that and was, like, what are synonyms for?
Right.
Oh, Jen. Oh, Jen. Because you know what I love, too, is, like, they're all, like, oh! Like, they all get so offended. I'm, like, relax, everyone.
No, they were laughing so hard. Like, Jen Fessler was like, you know, she, like, went home and was like, looking through, like, Merriam-Webster.
You think that word is a Merriam-Webster?
No, it's definitely not.
I don't think so either. I mean, look, I like the new additions. I think we need a refresh. I'm interested to see what happens.
Bring my
voice. No, I'm not. I just kid. I'm not interested to see what happens. I really don't care. And I just feel like the reunion's going to come and it's going to be like kumbaya. Like Joe's going to be like, you hurt my feelings, but we're family. I need this job.
No, Teresa will shut them out because she'll never forgive him for not going to the wedding. So she's not going to talk to him for years till something bad happens. Someone gets sick.
Oh, dark. All right. On that note, anything else you have to say?
No.
All right. Well, everybody have a great week. Can't wait for what the next Scandoval news is. And I'm sure we'll have updates when we see you then.
All right.
Bye.